الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا ولم نكن لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى He said in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the true taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He deserves to be feared. And do not die unless you are in a state of Islam. Do not die unless you are Muslims. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And hold fast to the rope of Allah altogether and do not become separated. Do not divide. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ And remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you inasmuch as that you were enemies to one another, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united between your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا And you became brothers by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sisters by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, He has instructed all of mankind to have taqwa of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He has instructed them, or He has forbidden them after ordering them to have true taqwa of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to die, which is outside of the capability of the human being, not to die unless they are in the state of Islam. So here we have an order, and here we have a prohibition by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, meaning that from that which is required by your faith is that you enact this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that you abstain from this prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you do so, the more your iman will increase. And the more you fail to do so, the more your iman will decrease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed the believers to have taqwa. And without a doubt, this is from the most, or this is the greatest of advice. To the point that the person who, when they are told to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase in sin and transgression, and become pompous and arrogant, that they are called the worst of creation by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, شَرُّ النَّاسِ The worst of people, الَّذِي إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ عَلَيْكَ بِنَفْسِكِ Is the person who, when it is said to him, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, worry about your own self. Worry about your own self. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ That the likes of this person is, that when it is said to him, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is seized with indignation to commit further sin and transgression. And so the hellfire is sufficient for such a person. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala here, He has instructed the believers to have taqwa. And the fact that they are already believers means that they are already people of taqwa. But when you combine between al-iman wa taqwa, and you carry both of them out accordingly, according to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person becomes an ally of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ that indeed the allies of Allah, there is no fear upon them, nor should they grieve. Meaning they have nothing to fear as regards their future, and they have nothing to be sad about as regards their past. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ They are those who have iman and taqwa. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, accordingly he says in a number of places in his writings, فَكُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا تَقِيًا كَانَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيًّا That whoever has iman and taqwa, then he is an ally of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has ordered the believers to supplement their iman, calling them on account of their iman to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they do that, then they will become the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the allies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep firm upon iman and Islam and guidance and grant His mercy and His favor to in this world and the hereafter. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, O you who have believed, اتقوا الله Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was stated by Talq ibn Habib rahimahullah ta'ala when they came to him during the fitna of Ibn al-Ash'ath. When the Muslims, many of the people who were known to be righteous even, and many of the people, some of the people who were known for knowledge in that time, when they had lost patience as regards the fitna of Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. And Hajjaj was a tyrant. It was stated by one of the companions to Hajjaj himself. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayakhruju min thaqif kadhabun wa mubir. فَنَعْلَمَ الْكَذَّابُ وَأَنْتَ الْمُبِيرُ He said that they will emerge from Thaqif, from the tribe of Hajjaj, a liar, meaning a false claimant to the prophecy, and that occurred during the wars of apostasy, and a mubir, and a tyrant. And we know who the kadhab, who the liar was, and you are the tyrant. The people lost patience with Hajjaj, and they fought against Hajjaj, and over 50,000 Muslims died as a result of the civil war and the fighting that occurred between the army of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi and the army of Ibn al-Ash'ath. And so they came to Talq ibn Habib as they had went to al-Hasan al-Basri and many of the Tabi'een who were alive at that time. And they asked how to protect themselves from the fitna. And Talq ibn Habib, he said, "Taquha bit taqwa." He said, protect yourselves from the fitna by having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon which he said, describe to us or define to us what is a taqwa. Thereupon, Talq ibn Habib, he gave what is referred to by al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala to be the most comprehensive definition of taqwa. When he said, أَن تَعْمَلْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَرْجُ ثَوَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَن تَتْرُكْ مَعَاصِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَخَافُ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ So is that you act in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the reward of Allah. So is that a person has, that he acts upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala nuri min Allah, meaning upon knowledge, based upon knowledge, what has been revealed in the Quran and the Sunnah. Is that you act upon, that you act in obedience to Allah upon light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tarju thawab Allah, hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you fear the punishment and that you abandon disobedience to Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah. That you abandon disobedience to Allah upon a light from Allah, likewise based upon knowledge. تَخَافُ عِقَابُ اللَّهِ fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who adheres to this advice, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be from the, while he is a believer, he will be from the allies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he will be protected from the fitna in the time in which he lives or she lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only did he order to have taqwa of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he said, haqqa tuqatihi. With a true taqwa. Ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi. Have taqwa of Allah with a true taqwa. And what is meant by this is similar to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattaqu allaha mastata'tum. Fear Allah as much as you are able. Meaning as much as you can. It's not as a Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, it is not like some people, when they hear the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, so fear Allah to the best of your ability, that they think that this verse and the previous verse in Ali Imran, that they contradict, or that one abrogates the other. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, fear Allah as he deserves to be feared. And in the other verse it says, as much as you are able. But what is meant is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves that a person has taqwa of him subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent of their ability. To the extent of their ability. As much as they can. For this reason, it is authentically reported in the books of Tafsir with authentic chains of transmission, and was reported by Imam Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak in his book Az-Zuhd wal-Raqa'iq with an authentic chain of transmission, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said in Tafsir of the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanahu fi ulahu, Ibn Mas'ud, he said, as regards this statement, اتقوا الله حق تقاته, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a true taqwa as he deserves. He said, أن تقوى الله حق التقى أن يذكر فلا ينسى ويشكر فلا يكفر ويطاع فلا يعصى. But what is meant by this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered and not forgotten, and that he is shown gratitude and not shown ingratitude or disbelieved in. And yushkar fala yukfar. That he is shown gratitude and not shown ingratitude. And that he is obeyed and that he is not disobeyed. And that he is obeyed and that he is not disobeyed. So, taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revolves around these affairs. Just as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revolves around these affairs and the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, which are al-dhikr, al-shukr, and al-ta'a. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about these affairs of remembering Allah or mentioning Allah, showing gratitude and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obeying Allah and worshipping Him well. He said to Mu'adh, Ya Mu'adh, إِنِّي يُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ فَلَا تَنْسَ أَن تَقُولَ دُبْرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ أَلَهُمَّ عَيْنِي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. O Mu'adh, indeed I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not forget to say at the conclusion of every salat. As Shaykh Uthaymeen, he said that what is meant by دُبْرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ يَحْتَمِلُ مَعْنَيَيْنِ, and it can mean one of two things. The first thing that can mean is before the taslim, and the final jalsa before the taslim, or it can mean after the taslim. He said, and as much as that, there is no murajjih, there is nothing to make us identify which is stronger in meaning, then they are both intended. So sometimes a person, before the taslim, if they have time, they make this statement, following the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mu'adh. And sometimes after the taslim, sometimes before the taslim, sometimes after the taslim. And both of them are understood from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not forget to say at the conclusion of every salat, O Allah, assist me, aid me, in remembering you, showing thankfulness and gratitude to you, and worshipping you well. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the tawheed as regards knowledge, meaning knowledge about Allah's names, His beautiful names, His lofty, perfect, complete qualities and attributes, His wise actions that revolve between mercy and justice, that are connected to His rububiyyah, to His lordship, that His names, His attributes, and His actions, meaning His lordship, is included in the tawheed of knowledge. And this is what is referred to in the statement, O Allah, aid me in remembering you. Because a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His names, His attributes, and His actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in showing gratitude to you is the tawheed of worship. For this and many other reasons, and going back and looking at the statement of Talq ibn Habib and definition of a taqwa, and making a comparison between that and the definition of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala for ibadah, for worship. That worship is a comprehensive term for everything Allah loves and is pleased with, of statements, actions, that statements and actions that are done inwardly or outwardly, meaning the beliefs of the heart, the actions of the heart like love, hope and fear, the statements of the tongues, the forms of remembrance and recitation of Quran and giving a nasiha, so on and so forth, and the actions of the limbs. And everything that is included in that is what is meant by ibadah, what is meant by worship. When we look at this definition and the definitions for taqwa, we see as the Shaykh Salih Suhaimi, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentioned that there is a great deal of talazum, that there is an inseparable connection between a taqwa and ibadah. As Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he mentioned that the purpose of ibadah is to have a taqwa, and that He created us, and that He ordered us to worship Him so we can have taqwa. As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nasu u'budu rabbakum, Ya ayyuhan nasu u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you, as well as those who came before you, so that you could all have taqwa. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when He said la'allakum tattaqun, what it means is that, and Allah خلقنا لعلنا نتقيه. Allah created us so that perhaps we can have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can have the opportunity to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for a taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is deserving of. And then He said, تبارك وتعالى, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die unless you are in a state of Islam. Do not die unless you are upon Islam. The believer, he should be afraid, or she should be afraid of سُوَ الْخَاتِمَة, of dying an evil death. To the point that it is authentically reported from some of the Salaf al-Salih, that they would weep for hours at a time, that they would be found in the same position in the morning that they had been left in the evening weeping. And they will be asked what had such an effect upon them or such a profound impact upon them. And they will say, I was thinking about what it would be like to die an evil death. So the cause of dying an evil death is as was stated by Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah ta'ala wa ghafara lah. Ibn al-Jawzi, he said in his book Sayyid al-Khawatir, or Sayyid al-Khatir, he said, إِنَّمَا يَتَخَبَّتُ فِي التَّارِيقِ مَنْ لَمْ يُخْلِسْ عَمَلُهُ لِلَّهِ إِنَّمَا يَتَخَبَّتُ فِي التَّارِيقِ مَنْ لَمْ يُخْلِسْ عَمَلُهُ لِلَّهِ. That the only person who stumbles in the path, meaning who dies an evil death, is the one who did not make his intention or his actions sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, he has something evil within his heart that he has not cured himself of and sought the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove from him. And so it comes out at the time of his death. As was stated by Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, ما أسر أحد سريرة قط إلا أظهرها الله على صفحات وجهه وفلتات لسانه. That no one ever keeps anything concealed within their heart, except that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will expose it on the expressions of their faces and the slips of their tongue. And so a person who has something, any equality within him that they hold on to for years, that is contrary to faith, such as being deceptive or being manipulative or being any of an evil disposition or wanting evil for the believers or harm for the creation and so on and so forth. And these things that are totally contrary to the quality of the believer and to the ambition for good that the believer should have as a consequence and a result of his faith. These are the sorts of things that cause a person to die an evil death. And because no person is free of having faults and shortcomings, every person should be fearful of such a thing. To the point that Al-Imam Abu Ja'far Al-Faryabi, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the ulama of hadith, from the Salaf al-Salih, who died in the early generations, right around the year 300, I believe. Al-Faryabi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that, or he mentioned in his book about hypocrisy and the description of the munafiqun, he devoted nearly half of his book to just the statements of the Salaf al-Salih as regards their fearing hypocrisy, fearing nifaq, fearing that they will lose their faith, fearing that they will be put to test with a trial that could make them lose from their religion, leave from their religion or lose their religion. There are statements from Abu Darda that he reported that are likewise conveyed throughout the writings of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, as can be found in the book Madaris al-Salikin. From Abu Darda, where he said, لا تأمن البلاء فوالله إن رجل لا يفتن في ساعة واحدة فينقلب عن دينه. Do not feel safe from being tested, because by Allah a person can be put to test at any given time with a test that may make them leave their religion. Likewise, it was reported from the tremendous tabi'i, the student of many of the illustrious companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great Imam Abu Idris al-Khawlani, rahimahullah ta'ala, is authentic reported from him that he said, مَا عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ بَشَرٍ لَا يَخَافُ عَلَى إِيمَانِهِ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ إِلَّا ذَهَبٍ. There is no person on the face of the earth who doesn't fear losing his faith, except that that means that he has already lost his faith. And his faith has decreased substantially on account of his lack of fear of losing his faith. And a person should be afraid for the condition of their iman. And how could that not be the case? Well, we live in a time, تَكْثُرُ فِيهِ الْفِتَنِ, and the trials are abundant, and they are more than any other time that was ever known on the earth. And what our children will face will be even worse and more trying and tempting than that. And what the future generations will face after them, if the earth is still around, and it will be even more difficult. So a person should fear the condition of their faith, the condition of their heart, and the fact that they live in a society, in a Western society, where whether they like it or not, whether they accept it or not, that their sensitivity to munkarat and to evil and fahsha and oppression and murder and all sorts of filth that occurs on the earth in these days, that has been lessened and lightened substantially by default, just by living in such a society, and just by seeing things over and over again, and being in the presence of the kuffar in the workplace and in the school, or wherever it may be that a person is in the company of the kuffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spare us from being in the company of the kuffar. Whatever the case, a person should be afraid pertaining the condition of their iman, and likewise the condition of their children and their faith and their practice of their religion. And they should realize that what is riding and what is at stake is not just themselves or their children, but rather it is the generations that may come from their children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided many of us to Islam. I myself was the first Muslim in my family. And I was given access to a family tree that went back to the 15th to 16th century, all throughout Europe. And what really had an effect upon me when I saw the family tree is that, as far as I could look back for hundreds of years, through hundreds of people that are in my lineage, I was the first Muslim. And just as that is the case, that you may be the first Muslim in your family, likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bring about through you many righteous children, who may have righteous children, who may have righteous children, to the point that an entire community or a large number of people may come to Islam through you. And so a person needs to check and balance their Islam, no matter what their condition is. If they were born upon Islam, and we are all born upon Islam, upon the fitrah, but if they were born into a Muslim family or not, or if they accepted Islam later in their life, and this is something that they must think about, any of the future generations and the state of their Islam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He ordered us not to die unless we are in a state of Islam. Then He said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. And hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us to be upon Islam, which is the sirat al-mustaqim, which is the straight path. And then He informed us tabarak wa ta'ala of that which will call us to the straight path and give us the guidance upon the straight path. When He said, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. Meaning hold fast to the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And included in that is what explains the Qur'an and gives further details beyond the Qur'an of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hold fast to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the revelation that contains a solution for the problems of all of mankind. And do so in a united fashion, in a collective fashion, all together. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not separate and divide. And do not separate and divide. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He has informed us here that the means of holding fast to Islam is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As was stated by the ulama of Islam, or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ شَيْئَيْن, I left amongst you two things, that if you are to hold, that whoever holds fast to them after I am gone, that he will never go astray after me, كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my sunnah. So the person who holds fast to the Qur'an and the sunnah as a source of guidance and as a source of instruction, and not just for the purpose of memorization, but for memorization and understanding and implementation in one's faith. And then this person is upon Sabir al-Najat. He is upon the path of salvation that will lead him to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying upon Islam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He ordered us with an order and forbade us from an affair in the previous verse. And then here He gives us the details of how to carry that out by holding fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. The likes of this is found in the hadith of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, reported by Al-Hakim and Isaburi, rahimullah ta'ala, wa'ala al-Imam Ahmad, Allah have mercy upon him, and Imam Ahmad in his Al-Hakim, in his Mustadrak ala Sahihain, authentically from An-Nawas ibn Sam'an, radiallahu anhu, he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا صِرَاتًا مُسْتَقِيمًا وَعَلَى جَنَبَتَيَ صِرَاتِ سُرْآنَ فِيهِمَا أَبْوَابٌ مُفَتَّحَةً وَعَلَى الْأَبْوَابِ سُطُورٌ مُرْقَاةٌ وَعَلَى رَأْسِ صِرَاتِ دَاعٍ يَقُولُ يا أيها الناس ادخلوا الصيرات جميعا ولا تتعوجوا. ومن وداع من فوق الصيرات، فإذا أراد أحد أن يفتح شيئا من تلك الأبواب يقول ويحك لا تفتح، فإنك إن تفتح تلجه. فصيرات الإسلام والسرآن حدود الله، والأبواب المفتحة محارم الله، والداعي على رأس السيرات كتاب الله عز وجل، والداعي من فوق واعظ الله في قلب كل مسلم. He says صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah has set the parable of a straight path, a vast path, as a Sahaba was narrated from some of them, that the Sirat al-Mustaqim is al-Islam. وَهُوَ أَوْسَعُ مِمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِينَ. And it is vaster than what is, it is more vast than what is between the heavens and the earth. An accommodating religion. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given a religion that is practicable and understandable by all of mankind, that has the epitome of benefit and goodness for them and all of their affairs as regards this world and the hereafter. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given them everything they need on an individual level and a collective level. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In this religion. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given the example of a straight path. And on the sides of that path are two walls. A person is to envision. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a parable, a similitude. We're to envision this path, this vast path that has two walls on a side. And within that walls there are doors. And over the doors are loose drapings. And at the head, at the front of the entrance of the path, there is a caller that is calling, saying, O mankind, enter the path altogether and do not go crooked, do not deviate. And another caller who is above the path, saying to the people, whenever they want to open up one of the drapings and go through the door, look into the door, وَيْحَكَ لَا تَفْتَحُ. Woe be to you, do not open it. فَإِنَّكَ إِن تَفْتَحُ تَلِجْهُ. Because if you open it, you're going to go through it. And if you go close to those doors, you're going to pass through them. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, so the path is Islam, and the walls are the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the doors that are open are the maharim Allah. They are the matters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. And the caller at the head of the path is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is calling mankind to enter the path that will lead to every good in this world and the hereafter. As Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَمَا تَنْزِلُ بِأَحَدٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ دِينِ اللَّهِ نَازِلًا إِلَّا وَفِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى السَّبِيلِ الْهُدَى فِيهَا. That no person ever goes through any trying or challenging situation from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that the solution and the path of guidance as regards how to deal with that problem is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the caller that is calling mankind to the straight path to Islam is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the dalil, it is the evidence, and it is the directions as regards the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the meeting with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And that teaches us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything that is connected to that path and the day of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, so the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the caller at the head of the path. And then there is the caller above the path that forbids the people from munkarat. Some of the ulama, they said that it is the qareen of the person from the malaika. It is his companion from the malaika. And there is quwwah to this, and there is some strength to this statement. As was reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَهَدٍ إِلَّا وُكِّلَ بِهِ قَرِينُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَقَرِينُهُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. That there is not a single one of you except that he has appointed to him a qareen from the jinn and a qareen from the malaika, a companion from the jinn and a companion from the malaika. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith graded to be Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, towards the end of his life, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ لِلشَّيْطَانِ لَمَّ وَلِلْمَلَكِ لَمَّ فَلَمَّةُ الْمَلَكِ عِيَادٌ بِالْخَيْرِ وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَمَّةُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِعَادٌ بِالشَّرِّ وَتَكْذِيبٌ بِالْحَقِّ. That the shaitan has an effect upon the person. Likewise, the angel has an effect upon the person. Has a proximity for where they can have any of closeness from where they can have an effect upon the person. This is the case of the angel as well as the jinn. and the effect of the angel, and the effect of the angel is tasdiqun i'adun bil khayri wa tasdiqun bil haqq, is to cause a person to, and to promise a person with the good, to reinforce the person, to support the person, to promise him the good, remind him of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to help him believe in the truth. And the angel supports him in that. And the effect of the shaitan is the opposite of that. I'adun bishar, he threatens him with evil. Wa takdhibun bilhaq, and tries to get him to reject and belie and deny the truth that was revealed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to his messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the guidance of mankind. And so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us in the hadith of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an, in his parable of the affairs that can be found in these verses in Surah to Ali Imran. In the statement where he said that there is a caller at the head of the path that is saying, أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أُدْخُلُوا صِرَاتَ جَمِيعًا, and saying, O mankind, meaning the entirety of the human race, enter the path altogether, every last one of you. وَلَا تَتَعَوَّجُوا, and do not deviate and go away from the path. So here is an indication, and this hadith likewise, all throughout the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Quran was sent for, as a guidance for all of mankind. And that the more people hold on to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more they will be united. And so mankind, a human being, when they find themselves upon this path, even if they are in a state of qillah, even if they are an aqaliyah, yani an extreme minority, surrounded by a kafir majority, even if they are a rarity, if they are a stranger, in a state of extreme strangeness in the area or time that they live in, where there are very few Muslims, or if there are Muslims, there are very few Muslims who are holding fast to the Sunnah, very few Muslims who have the correct belief, very few Muslims who have any aspiration for knowledge, very few Muslims who have the character of a Muslim, very few Muslims who abstain from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden them, because they live in the lands of disbelievers, and their iman has suffered so tremendously that they have lost a great deal of shame. And so a person finds himself, or may find herself, in a state of extreme strangeness. And they should be reminded that they are upon the path, the sabil al-mu'mineen. They are upon the path of the believers. They are upon the path of the believers. They are upon the path of those, an'am Allahu alayhim. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has conferred a tremendous favor upon. Min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i wa salihin. From the prophets, they're on the path of the prophets, and it's not paved with roses. And they're on the path of the siddiqeen, of the people of sidq, of the genuine people, who are truthful in their statements and their beliefs and their aspirations and so on and so forth. Those about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا آهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Now from the believers are those who have proven true and genuine to the agreement that they took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them are those who have already given their lives. And from them are those who are waiting. They are waiting for their death, to die upon Islam, and to use their lives in the support of the religion. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they do not alter or change in any way whatsoever. And they do not alter and change in any way whatsoever. So the person, he should never feel as though the fewness of those that he sees upon this way is any indication of the is any indication of this way being incorrect. But rather, he should be, as was stated by some of the Salaf, such as Al-Hasan al-Basri and others, when they said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَلَا تَغْتَرُّ بِكَثْرَةِ الْهَارِكِينَ. I advise you to be upon the straight path and not to be fooled by the tremendous numbers of those that are destroyed. And it was said by some of the Salaf, they said, لَيْسَ الْعَجَبُ مِمَنْ حَلَكَ كَيْفَ حَلَكَ وَلَكِنَ الْعَجَبُ مِمَنْ نَجَى كَيْفَ نَجَى. that it is not astonishing who is destroyed and how they are destroyed, but what is astonishing are those that are saved and how they are saved. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, he said, "Tis'atun wa tis'amiyatun wa tis'atun wa tis'una wa tis'amiyatun min kulli alfin fin nar." On the day when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of judgment, will be told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to set aside the portion of humanity for the fire. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say 999 or 1,000 persons for the hellfire. Na'udhu billahi min ghadabillah. We seek Allah's protection from His anger. So a person, he should know that, as was stated by Abdullah bin Abbas, that even if he is an extreme minority, if he's the only one that is upon his way, and there is no one else upon his way in his area, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him in the times in which we live with the means of modern day communication. These means that are used for much evil can be used for an abundance of good, where we can reach out and touch our brothers and advise our brothers and our sisters in all areas of the world, and translate the classes and the lectures of the ulama from all parts of the world, and benefit from the likes of the advices that are given on a regular basis, all throughout the various countries in which there are Salafi communities. And if he finds himself as an extreme minority where he is at or where she is at, then the situation should remind him what was stated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when he said, "Al-jama'atu ma wafaqa al-haq walau kunta wahdak." The jama'ah is what is in conformity to the truth. The community is what is in conformity to the truth, even if you are all by yourself. فَأَنْتَ حِينَ إِذِينَ الْجَمَعَةِ فَأَنْتَ حِينَ إِذِينَ الْجَمَعَةِ Because then you will be, at that point, you will be the jama'ah. You are the community. So he has, or she has, the aspiration to raise herself, to raise their family with knowledge for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding fast to that rope of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, holding fast to their Islam, increasing in their taqwa. And they are to unite with their brothers and their sisters wherever they may find Ahlul Sunnah, fa Ahlul Sunnah ala khayr. Ahlul Sunnah, they will find there upon khayr. And when they meet with Ahlul Sunnah, they will feel that tremendous affinity. That tremendous affinity and that tremendous love and that unity of their hearts with the hearts of their brothers and their sisters upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon sabil al-mu'mineen, upon the path of the believers, the path of the salaf al-salihin, they will find that tremendous affinity about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-arwahu junudun mujannada," that the souls are like soldiers assigned, that the souls are soldiers assigned their sides. فَمَتَ عَارَفَ مِنْهَا أَتَلَفَ وَمَتَ نَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اَخْتَلَفَ. Those that have mutual ma'roof, the ulama, they say, similarities and goodness as regards, and what is a greater common ground than tawheed and sunnah and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that have similarities and goodness between them, talaf, they will be in a state of harmony. And those that have dissimilarities, and what is a greater dissimilarity than the difference between kufr and iman and shirk and tawheed and sunnah and bid'ah and so on and so forth, those that have dissimilarities, they will disunite. Bismillah. Is it back? Okay. So they find a tremendous affinity with their brothers and their sisters from Ahlul Sunnah, and a natural love and a natural desire to cooperate with them. And this is something that is in the fitrah. As we mentioned, the hadith reported by Imam Muslim and others about the souls of mankind being like soldiers, or they are soldiers assigned their sides. Likewise, there is a hadith about the mithaq, about the day of the taking of the covenant. Huh? It's back. So they find, so likewise, there's a hadith as regards the taking of the mithaq, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took a covenant from all of mankind. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khalaqallahu khalqahu fi dhulma Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created his creation in a state of darkness. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمِيثَاقِ Then he took the covenant from them. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَخَذَ اللَّهُ الْمِيثَاقَ مِيذَحْرِيَ Can you hear? Okay. Jayid. Okay, let's wrap up, inshallah. We were mentioning, he took a covenant from the souls of mankind. When the sound went off, the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as regards the mithaq, the taking of the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mankind took a covenant with Allah that they worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala alone. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this reason, he sent the prophets and the messengers. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he created his creation in darkness. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمِثَاقِ And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he took a covenant from mankind. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ أَفَاضَ عَلَيْهِ مِن نُورِهِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cast his light upon them, upon the creation. And those that the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reach on that day are those that are guided. فَمَنْ أَصَابَهُ مِنُورِهِ يَوْمِذٍ فَقَدْ اِحْتَدَى Those people are those that are guided. And those that the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not meet on that day, and did not reach on that day, rather they are those that are misguided. They are those that are upon balala. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that as regards the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pen is dry as regards the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you hear me up there? Okay. So the ulama of Islam, they say that those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes light to reach on that day are those that are guided. And their souls were around each other at that day. And so it is from the fitrah that their souls, and from having met and been in that world of the, and he was called alim al-dhar, yani alim al-arwah, the world of the souls, that their souls have a natural affinity, the souls of the people of this nur, and he took the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be rightly guided and follow the guidance of the prophets and the messengers, those that are upon the tawheed wal itiba, upon following the messengers of Allah alayhim salatu wa salam, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without partners, they feel a natural affinity for one another. And this is something from the fitrah. And that's what a person feels when they meet their brother, no matter where their brother is at. If they're in another country and they meet their brother or their sister in Islam, or if they come across them on the internet, or so on and so forth, however they may come across their brother and their sisters in Islam, they feel a natural affinity and a natural love for them. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is from those things that are necessary for a person, and they're very important for a person to hold fast to their religion. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make this religion in such a way that it is to be practiced by people on an individual level without cooperation, but rather the religion is made to be in such a way that it is established through people cooperating with one another. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala here in these verses has given us tremendous instruction as regards how we can die in a state of Islam and hold fast to our Islam no matter what our condition is or where we are in the world or when that is in the course of time and between the creation of Adam and the establishment of the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for at-tawfiq wa sadad wa al-hidayah ila sabir al-rashad. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.